Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin? Diamond bankruptcy hearing begins. X-Men line going through changes. Frank Miller returns to Spawn. This is Comic Book Club News for August 20, 2025. The Diamond bankruptcy hearing began this past Monday in New York City, with hearings continuing through at least Tuesday, August 19. While given the taping schedule of this podcast, there may be additional info by the time you hear this, here's what's happened so far. First of all, per the beat, Diamond UK has been sold to Comic Exporters Inc. and Comic Holdings Inc., which is made up of people who currently manage Diamond UK. So that means, across the pond at least, it's business as usual. However, all eyes were on the second item on the docket. As we reported previously on the podcast, Diamond has been holding stock from publishers, called consignment stock, in order to sell it themselves, then pay off its debt to Chase Bank, a consortium of comic book publishers, including Distillery, Dynamite, Aspen, Alien Books, and a late edition Dark Horse, among others, have pushed back on this, particularly as Diamond owes them all a lot of money. While more is happening as we tape this on the second day of hearings, the first was promising for the publishers. Though the judge did not outright give them back their stock, the consignment sale has been held for the moment, and each publisher's case will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. We'll have more on this as it develops. Marvel's X-Men line, true to form, is going through some changes. First up, Stephanie Phillips, who has written Phoenix since the title debuted, is bowing out with Phoenix number 15 in September. On TikTok, Phillips was quick to tell fans that, quote, "This book was not canceled. Sales of this book have been amazing. Readership has been amazing." So why is Phillips leaving? A few reasons. First, she reached the natural conclusion of the story she's been telling since issue one. The other reason, quote, "I genuinely got offered something I could not say no to. My personal dream project came up," and it coincided with her feeling she reached the end of her time with Phoenix anyway. While Phillips is done with Phoenix, she's not done. In October, she'll take on writing duties on Binary, the title that supplants Phoenix during the Age of Revelation event, which does not currently have an announced endpoint, though December seems likely for that. As to who will pick up Phoenix after that point, TBA. Now the bummer news. Psylocke number 10 is the final issue of the series as announced in this week's issue of the book, though given it wasn't solicited past issue 10, it's not a huge surprise. So goodbye, Psylocke, but not goodbye to Jean Grey, who, like the Phoenix herself, keeps on rising. Frank Miller continues to have a wild year after the reveal that he's writing and drawing a new Dark Knight Returns Batman Old Man Logan Wolverine story in Marvel's Deadpool Batman number 1. Over 30 years after the last time they worked together, Miller and Todd McFarlane are collaborating on a new Spawn Universe cover for this September's The Curse of Shirley Johnson number 3. Not only is this the first time Miller and McFarlane have worked together since, get this, the cover to 1994's Wizard Magazine number 32, but it's also also the first time the two have ever collaborated on a cover set in the Spawn universe, despite Miller and McFarlane having worked together on the main Spawn series, as well as 1994's Spawn Batman crossover. Per PR from Image Comics, the last time Miller worked on Spawn was in 2000 with his cover for Spawn 100. The new variant cover features colors by Alex Sinclair, alongside the pencils and inks by Miller. However, there's also a 1 in 25 incentive black and white variant where McFarlane re-inked Miller's pencils. The Curse of Shirley Johnson number 3 will hit comic book shops on Wednesday, September 17. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and shouts out to me for avoiding a joke about salmon while saying Frank Miller returns to Spawn. I guess I didn't avoid it, actually, so shouts rescinded. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.